Hey everyone, welcome to Builder's Briefing for May 8th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. We've got a packed one today. Simon Willison stirring up a massive debate about vibe coding and agentic engineering converging, some cool new local inference tooling, SQLite getting a wild endorsement, and a few quick hits you won't want to miss.
Yeah, the Simon Willison piece alone has like 500 plus Hacker News comments, so clearly it hit a nerve. Let's get into it.
So the big story, Simon Willison published a piece arguing that vibe coding and agentic engineering are basically converging. His point is that the tools serious engineering teams use, Cursor, Claude Code, Copilot agents, they run the same autonomous loop that a casual vibe coder uses. The only real difference now is how much you bother to review the output.
Right, and what's wild is that the default is drifting toward just trusting the agent. Like, I've caught myself doing it. You get a clean diff, the tests pass, and you kind of wave it through. Multiply that across a team, and it's a real risk.
Exactly. And his argument is that this is a forcing function for teams. You need explicit policies now, what gets deep review, what's okay to fast track. Because without that, you're essentially vibe coding in production whether you admit it or not.
That's interesting because it also reframes where the product opportunity is. The generation layer is basically commoditized at this point. The real differentiator is the review and audit layer. Better diff UIs, semantic code auditing, test generation as a guardrail.
He predicts we'll see the first serious production incidents from under-reviewed agentic code in the next 6 months. And honestly, that feels generous. If you're touching compliance or user data with AI-assisted code, invest in your review pipeline now, not after the incident.
So speaking of AI tooling, a couple of really interesting drops this week on the model side.
Yeah, the big one for me is Antares, the Redis creator, shipping a local inference engine called DS4, optimized for Apple Metal to run DeepSeek 4 Flash. If you're building Mac-native AI tools, or just want to dodge API costs for smaller models, this is a clean single-purpose runtime worth benchmarking against llama.cpp.
Love that it's Antares. The man just ships clean, focused tools. Also worth mentioning, DeepMind published Alpha Evolve results, using Gemini to generate and evolve code solutions across math, science, and engineering. It validates that evolve and test loop architecture for agent-driven optimization.
And one quick flag. Chrome quietly removed the claim that its on-device AI features don't send data to Google. So if you're building Chrome extensions or PWAs leaning on those built-in AI APIs, assume your data is hitting Google servers and update your privacy disclosures.
Quietly removed. That's doing a lot of work in that sentence. Classic.
All right, DevTools. This one's great. Val.town documented their entire auth migration journey. They went from Supabase auth to Clerk, and finally landed on BetterAuth. It's a really honest comparison from a real production app.
I love these kinds of write-ups because you almost never get them. Everyone picks an auth provider and then just lives with the pain silently. The fact that BetterAuth's self-hosted model won on flexibility and cost at their scale, that's a strong signal for anyone evaluating auth right now.
And the other big one, SQLite was officially recognized by the Library of Congress as a recommended storage format for archival purposes. If you need a data format that'll be readable in 50 years, SQLite just got the strongest endorsement possible.
That's kind of poetic, right? This little embedded database that started as a TCL extension is now an archival standard. For builders choosing data formats for long-lived applications, this should settle the debate.
On the new launches front, OpenReel Video dropped, and it's an open-source CapCut alternative that runs entirely in the browser. No uploads, no watermarks, no install. 100% client-side.
That's huge if you're building content creation tools or need to embed video editing in a SaaS product. The browser-only architecture means you can fork it or white-label it without worrying about server costs for media processing. That's a real starting point, not just a demo.
Also, Google is expanding reCAPTCHA into a full fraud defense platform on Google Cloud. If you're currently using reCAPTCHA, expect the integration surface to widen and the pricing to shift. Worth evaluating now whether you want that deeper Google lock-in or look at alternatives like Cloudflare Turnstile.
All right, hit me with the quick hits.
Programming Still Sucks got a 2026 update and it's resonating hard, almost 300 Happer News points. RSS feeds are reportedly driving more traffic than Google for some publishers, which is kind of a full circle moment. And my personal favorite.
Oh man, the TI-83. That was genuinely my first programming environment, writing little games during math class. Also, the RSS thing is fascinating. The open web is quietly making a comeback while everyone's distracted by AI.
So, tying it all together, the big takeaway today is that the convergence of vibe coding and agentic engineering isn't just philosophical, it's a tooling gap. If you're building developer tools, the highest leverage bet right now is the audit and review layer between AI-generated code and production.
And the Valvat Town Auth story reinforces a pattern we keep seeing. Own your critical infrastructure early. Third-party auth, third-party AI services, they're all moving targets that can change terms under you.
That's the briefing from May 8th. All the links are in the show notes. If you're building review tooling for agentic code, honestly, reach out. We'd love to hear what you're working on.
Then go dig up that TI-83 tutorial. You deserve a little nostalgia break. See you all tomorrow.